You're listening to SBS News.
Julian Assange was charged in April with one count of conspiring with ex-intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning to gain access to the Pentagon network. Now, the United States Justice Department has filed 17 new espionage charges against the WikiLeaks co-founder. He now faces a possible 170 years behind bars after being charged with violating the Espionage Act by publishing hundreds of thousands of secret diplomatic cables and files on the walls in Afghanistan and Iraq. Lawyer and advisor to the Australian Assange campaign, Greg Barnes, says these latest charges go far beyond the initial indictment.
These charges broaden the matters to essentially saying that anything that Assange published in relation to the Afghanistan war and the Iraq war, anything that WikiLeaks published, is now subject to criminal charges. So it's a sweeping indictment.
He says the Trump administration is using the Assange case to send a political message.
These charges were available under the Obama administration. The Obama administration decided not to proceed on this with these charges, mainly because it knew that it offended the American right to freedom of speech under the Constitution. But the Trump administration appears to be wanting to send a message to Assange and to anyone around the world, for that matter, that will clamp down very heavily on anyone who exercises freedom of speech in relation to the US.
The US is hoping to extradite Julian Assange from Britain, where he is currently serving a jail sentence for skipping bail. The 47-year-old Australian was arrested at the Ecuadorian embassy in London last month, where he had sought refuge since 2012 over sexual assault allegations in Sweden. Julian Assange denies any wrongdoing and has formally declared he'll fight moves to see him face trial over an alleged conspiracy to download classified documents. Assange's lawyer, Jennifer Robinson, says the case is about free speech rather than computer espionage.
This precedent means that any journalist can be extradited for prosecution in the United States for having published truthful information about the United States.
Media, Entertainment and Arts Alliance President Marcus Strom says these latest charges are particularly concerning in regards to press freedom.
This is a big concern. This is the US government really ramping up its assault on national security journalism and the ability for journalists to publish information in the public interest that they have received from a source.
He's calling on the Australian government to step in.
They need to do more than just basic consular assistance for Julian Assange, which is what they've offered. This goes to the core of the democratic right to publish information in the public interest, and the Australian government should demand that the British oppose the extradition to the United States.
But Prime Minister Scott Morrison has previously ruled out providing any special treatment. Julian Assange had been granted political asylum at the Ecuadorian embassy by former President Rafael Correa. But Mr. Correa was replaced as president in 2017 by Lenin Moreno, who's been critical of Mr. Assange in recent months, accusing him of continuing his work with WikiLeaks, blocking security cameras, accessing security files and confronting guards. Mr. Moreno says the Australian had to be released because he'd violated the conventions of his asylum.
Our government is one respectful of the principles of international law and the institution of the right of asylum. Granting or withdrawing asylum is a sovereign right of the Ecuadorian state according to international law. The discourteous and aggressive behaviour of Julian Assange has led to a point where the asylum of Mr. Assange is unsuitable and no longer viable.
Supporters say the 47-year-old is being kept in isolation for 23 hours a day. Kristen Harafson is the editor-in-chief of WikiLeaks.
It is unacceptable that a publisher is spending time in that prison. The fight has just begun. It would be a long one and a hard one.
There will be two more procedural hearings in the case to be held in late May and early June, but the main extradition argument is unlikely to be presented to a judge until later this year. Michelle Rimmer, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.